The nuclear power industry and some of its supporters say that since most coal-fired power plants are major emitters of carbon dioxide, that it's best to boost the number of nuclear power plants. Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle says he discussed the issue with other governors this week, but there was no agreement on a course of action. Doyle says he remains opposed to more nuclear plants in Wisconsin.
I'm very confident that the first new nuclear power plant in the United States will not be built in Wisconsin. There are a number of permits that are out there around the country, and I think when a new generation nuclear plant is built, it's going to engender a lot of discussion in states around the country.
Doyle says Wisconsin's Global Warming Task Force could soon recommend more nukes for the state. South Dakota Governor Mike Rounds says there could be many more nuke plants around the U.S. if someone can solve the nuclear waste issue.
Politically, the climate is such that we don't have a place where we can put that spent nuclear energy. And until such time as that is put in place, we will continue to move forward with fossil-based fuels.
But some carbon-conscious governments around the world are expanding the use of nuclear power. United Kingdom Environment Minister Phil Woolis praised the Midwest governors in Milwaukee this week for attacking carbon dioxide emissions. But Woolis says the UK is adding nuke plants.
But what we're concerned about is that that doesn't become an excuse not to act in other areas.
Willis says coal-fired plants remain of much more importance and must find ways of reducing their greenhouse gas emissions. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.